listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 12. Last episode, we talked about envy, what it is, what it reveals, and how comparison shows up in our lives. Because awareness is just the beginning. Because once you recognize comparison, the real question becomes, now what? Today's episode is about shifting out of comparison into something much more powerful. Becoming. Not who others expect you to be, not who social media tells you to be, but who your life is asking you to become. As a reminder, Season 7 invites us into completion, reflection, and renewal. And this episode is about what happens when you stop watching and start becoming. And as we do with every episode, I'm going to invite you into a centering practice. And just take a breath. Inhale slowly. And exhale. And now say, I release comparison. I return to myself. I am becoming. And let your shoulders soften, because becoming requires presence. And sometimes people will ask, well, why comparison keeps someone stuck? And let's break this down psychologically. Comparison keeps your focus external. Instead of asking, what do I want? You start asking, how do I measure up? This creates self-doubt, indecision, overthinking, delayed action, and identity confusion. Because you're trying to align your life with someone else's blueprint. And here's the truth. You cannot become yourself while constantly observing someone else. So let's talk about a pattern many people are stuck in. Watching instead of building. You're consuming content, advice, strategies, and other people's journeys. And it feels productive, but it's actually keeping you in a loop. Because becoming requires action, discomfort, uncertainty, and ownership. And watching gives the illusion of progress without the risk. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Who are you without comparison? So let's go deeper. Ask yourself, who am I when I'm not comparing myself to anyone? What would I pursue if no one else's life was visible? What decisions would I make if I trusted myself fully? And what version of me is waiting for my attention? Because comparison doesn't just distract you, it distances you from yourself. When thinking of the Season 7 framework, Completion is releasing the need to measure your progress against others. Reflection is understanding where comparison has been influencing your choices. And renewal, choosing alignment over intimidation. Move forward with what is true for you, not what looks good externally. And there's different ways to shift into becoming. And the first one is to limit external input. Create space to hear your own thoughts. Next is to define your values. What matters to you, not what's popular. Take imperfect action. Remember, becoming is built through doing, not waiting. And stay in your lane. Your timeline is yours for a reason. So I'm going to invite you into an integration practice. And if you're able to, you can put your hand on your chest and repeat. I release comparison. I trust my path. I take aligned action. I am becoming. Comparison will keep you watching. Becoming will move you forward. Completion means releasing external measurement. Reflection is reconnecting with your truth. And renewal means to move with intention. You don't need to catch up. You just need to come home to yourself. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.